North Carolina.
I heard another North Carolina on the line. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. Again, we are excited for each and every one of you joining us this morning. It is 6 o'clock, and we're going to go on and get our call started and have an opening prayer where we always want to clear the heavens and celebrate God. And I know our prayer general is on the line. So, Amber, I turn the call over to you to open us up in prayer, please.
Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
Amen. So as we go to the throne of grace boldly, Heavenly Father, we bless you and we honor you on today, a day that you have made. But God, we knew even before the foundation of the world, you have set this time in order. And so, God, we just bless and thank you, Lord Jesus, for all things that pertain to life and godliness. And God, we appreciate, Father God, just you watching over us with your blood covering, your angels that encamp around about us. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for supplying all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God, you daily loaded us with benefits according to your word. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we get under the covering and the anointing of the early riser, and we command the morning to take hold of the ends of the earth and shake the very wickedness out of it. God, we know that the airways, the highways, the spiritual airways and highways already been hijacked for Jesus, that clear portions of your anointing by the Holy Ghost and the power, Father God, that will be released and loose. God, we release the apostolic and prophetic anointing, Father God, that will come in and saturate each and every one of us, that we prepare our hearts and minds, our souls and our spirits, as we submit ourselves unto the Spirit of God to receive your word. God, we pray for the word that will come forth mightily and powerfully as you come and speak to us, saturate us. God, permeate this atmosphere. We shift it for your glory. God, we thank you for the man of God. We thank you for the revelation, the knowledge, the wisdom, Father God, as you download him daily, Father God, your blueprints for your people, for the kingdom of God. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we bind the hand of the enemy. We come against every diabolical assignment. We come against his restraint. We veto and cancel his every assignment. God, we draw the bloodline between us and the enemy and the rear guard behind us. God, we come against every principality, every power, every spiritual wickedness in high places, every ruler of darkness in this present age. God, as we sit in the third heavens, Father God, declaring what you have already purposed and planned, we thank you for your glory and your anointing as never before. In Jesus' holy name, by the power of the Holy Spirit, amen and amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, as always. A prayer general for commanding the morning and setting the atmosphere. We're just excited about Jesus Christ this morning, and we're more excited about the Word of God that we know is about to come forth. But first, we have just a few announcements. We want to remind everyone, we have a lot of first-time listeners I can see on the board this morning. Extend a special welcome to you to visit our website, where there is a chronicle of all the messages, a link that you can go to and just listen to. Today's message will be there and all the many messages since this call began. And our website is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And there you can find a list of all the different messages. And we've been so blessed to have so many awesome men and women of God who truly bring us the Word of God, the meat of God, each and every morning. And also our website of Artists International, we're inviting everybody to go to your website and visit your back office and stay familiar with all the things that are going on. We want to keep in prayer the upcoming ATC training out in Los Angeles, as the entire artist leadership team will be there, and Mom and Dad De Leon, Dan's De Leon will be there, and in the back office, there's more details about that. And just avail yourself to the information and know what is going on in our company so we can be better stewards and better ministers in the marketplace with Artists International. Now, at this time, as I love to do each and every Tuesday, is to call for the other half of our dynamic couple that minister to us each and every Tuesday and allow her to bring forth the man of God. For truly, I encourage everyone to get out your pen and your paper, for he truly brings the nuggets from the throne room of God that will enrich and enhance your life. So at this time, Dr. Joycelyn, will you please introduce our speaker for this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Good morning to my artist family. It is just an absolute privilege and a pleasure this morning to be on this call to introduce to some of you and just bring back to this call this morning on the Morning Master's call the man of God that will break the word of life this morning. He hails from Brookhaven, Mississippi, via Hartford, Wisconsin at this time. He is a senior pastor for 25 years. He is an author, an apostle sent by God, and I just honor the Lord for me being his helpmeet. He is my husband. He is also the father of our children, a man of godly character, one of honor and one of truth. He is my prophet, my priest, my provider, and I want to introduce to some of you, bringing you warm kingdom greetings from Hartford, Wisconsin, on the north side of town, none other than Dr. Walter Henderson III, my pastor, my friend. And I want to say, Pastor, if you're on the line this morning, preach the gospel.
Good morning to all. Can you hear me okay?
Talk just a little louder for us, man of God, so we can make
sure
you come across clearly.
All right. Can you hear me now?
There we go, right there. Okay. That's good. Thank you.
Very good. Good morning to you, Pastor Vanessa, Dr. Roberts. I just pray each of you are having a great, awesome day in the Lord, and honor the Lord for you and honor the Lord for my beautiful wife. We bless the Lord for each of you and this artist family. Praying God this morning that we have a word that will speak into your hearts that certainly will start this day for you. Let me get right into the word. I'm actually going to be coming from Mark, the fourth chapter, beginning there at the 11th verse, and I'd like to encourage you to have your word there. To please open it, you may want to make some notes and take it out. I just want to give you an overview of something, and praise God. I'm just going to really, as Pastor Vanessa has said, is pull some nuggets out here for you, praise God, that I believe God has given me. This is a very key to your growth and maturity and things of the Lord, especially in the Word of God. The 11th verse said in Mark, the 4th chapter, and he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted, and their sins should be forgiven them. And he said unto them, know ye not this parable? And how then will you know all parables? The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside. For the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan comes immediately and take away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they which are sown on stony ground, who when they heard the word immediately received it with gladness and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed, and not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Verse 24, and he said unto them, take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall be more given. Verse 25, for he that hath to him shall be given, and he that hath not from him shall be taken away even that which he hath. Now, going back up to where we started this, the context here is Jesus has been teaching. The disciples are there, and they're not understanding what Jesus is saying. And Jesus makes some very profound statement here. He said that unto them is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto those that are without, all these things are done in parables. It's interesting because here, again, one of my favorite words, and you'll hear me teach a lot on it because I love this, is called the Greek word musterion. Musterion means something that, it means literally to shut the mouth. It means something that is imposed by a initiation. And here, of course, is initiation to a religious rite. But again, we've talked about this previously. Some of you have possibly belonged to certain sororities or fraternities in college or what have you. And until you was initiated, there were certain secrets of the organization or what have you that was not revealed to you until that moment. Well, this is what he's saying to them. Because they have been brought into the kingdom of God, then they have been initiated, then now there are certain mysteries, certain hidden things that are available to them to know. And then he asked something very interesting. He said in verse 13, he said unto them, don't you know this parable? He said, if you don't know this parable, how will you know, look at this now, all parable, as though this particular parable is a key to understanding parables in the kingdom of God. He said, know you not this parable? How then will you know all parables? And so I want us to just alert and keep our ears alert so we can hear, because there's some things that are very crucial. And so because this becomes a lock, if you will, to unlock parables in the kingdom for us. Now, he makes a statement there. He said, there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested. Praise God. Verse 21, 23 there, he says that, but let me give it to you in the Amplified. Now, we read that, but he said, and he said unto them, is the lamp brought in to be put under a peck measure or under a bed and not to be put on a lampstand? Things are hidden temporarily only as a means to revelation. For there is nothing hid except to be revealed, nor is anything temporarily kept secret except in order that it may be made known. God is not keeping revelation from you or me. God has hidden it for us and hidden it from the devil so that the devil cannot destruct our season, so that the devil cannot take away what God is about to do at a certain time in our life. And so when that time comes, God will drop a word on us. But now, what we do with that word, because, again, it's in hidden form, it is a mystery, praise God. It is something that, praise God, has been hidden until this moment, and now it is to manifest itself. He said, I didn't just hide it. I hide it for this time, and I want you now to get this word. Now, it's interesting because he said temporarily as a means or a way to revelation. Revelation means to take the hat off something, to take something off so you can see. You know, every time we come together in the body of Christ into a service, God wants to take the hat off something. God wants to unveil something so that when we leave that service, whether it be a Sunday service, a prayer time, whatever, God wants a revelation reveal, praise God, so that we can leave that place impacted by the word of God. Now, he goes on to tell them that nothing is hid, and so he said, at this point, I want to reveal to you, it's given to you to know the secrets to the kingdom of God. I want to bless him for it, praise God, because I want to know every secret thing, praise God, because I know it will manifest the kingdom in my life. He said unto them, and this becomes very, very important to me, that in verse 14, he begins to talk about the heart and the condition of the hearts. And I know we're very familiar with these, and I just want to pull a couple of things out of here. He said that the sower soweth the word. Now, the subject of this teaching really is the word of God, the word of God. And it's interesting because the word of God here is mentioned, I'm telling you, a number of times. And when we hear this, it's something around 15 times in some form that is mentioned. And he says there that also the object of this lesson is to get us to understand how to produce a hundredfold. God doesn't want you just to have the 30 or the 60. God wants you to have the hundredfold. But he says to you, you can have the 30 or the 60 or a hundredfold. Well, what determines whether I get the hundredfold or not? I don't know about you. I want the hundredfold, glory to God. And so these things become keys that he unlocks to show you how the devil operates, his mode of operation. He wants you to know how the devil goes by to try to restrict you from the hundredfold, but he wants you to know the hundredfold is available. Praise God. So the sower sows the word. Praise God. And so we see that the word of God is equated with the seed. And that's very, very powerful in this doing. So let's take a look at this. And I want you to know that he starts off first by saying, but when they heard, in verse 15, and when they heard. You know, Jesus will not waste a lot of time with people who won't hear the word. If you're not willing to hear the word, then Jesus stops right there. There's no reason to give you further revelation because you won't even hear the word that he just gave you. And so if you're not going to hear the instruction he's given you, there's no reason to give you more revelation. Praise God. Faith comes by hearing. And so that without faith, we already know it's impossible to please God. Now, the word there is used at least 13 times. The word of God is, we see, in seed form. So everything that needs to come into our life comes through the word of God. It is contained in the word. The word has everything you need contained in it. If you need healing, when that word of healing is given to you, everything you need is contained in that word. And so he's going to show us that the time must be given to put into the word so that it can manifest itself. It's an amazing thing if you ever hold a seed in your hand and think, especially an oak, and you think an oak tree is in this seed. All the limbs and the leaves and all the root system, everything I'm holding in my hand, this thing can grow to be 20 feet tall, 30 feet, but I'm holding it in my hand. Everything that the oak tree will need is in this seed. And when the seed is planted in the right ground, when the seed is given the water, when it's given the right atmosphere, it will produce the harvest that's in here. And it's a powerful thing. God wants you to know that this book is nothing but a book of seeds, and it's a seed for whatever you have the need for. But now, how would you give your time to this word? 15 verse again said, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they heard the word, Satan comes immediately and taketh the word out of their heart. I like Matthew, the 13th chapter, 19th verse there. That it goes, it has another nugget in there. He said, and when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received by the wayside. So you need to understand God blesses an anointing understanding. God, when you won't take the time to give to the word that's preached to you, then the Satan is coming immediately to take that word out of your heart. Now, you have to hear it. You have to give some attention to it. You were sitting in service. You were sitting, you heard the word, but you would not now. When you hear the word in service, your assignment just started. You must take now that word home, and you must meditate upon that word. Give yourself to that word. Because all that a speaker did is gave you the outline. The Holy Ghost is going to come now and fill in all the detail. Custom fit that word just for you. Praise God. And so we understand first thing Satan does is try to steal that word out of our heart. Now, if that doesn't work, look at verse 16. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness. They say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, what a good word. Praise God. And then 17 said, and they have no root in themselves. And so they endure for a time, but afterwards, when affliction comes or persecution arises for, look at this, the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Now, they gave more attention to the word. They got glad about the word. They thought on the word some, but they thought that was it. No, because now persecution is going to come. Satan said, well, you heard the word, I couldn't steal it, but I'm going to get that word out of your heart because I'm going to bring some persecution. The scripture said, for the word's sake. Many times when a word is released, when a prophecy is given to you, when these things begin to come, no assurity saying that persecution is coming for that word's sake. Amen. The Bible tells us that David was tried by his word until this word came to pass. But Joseph. The Bible says he was tried for. Amen. Joseph went through a lot of things for the word that had been given him, for the prophecy, for the dream he had. And he had to stay in character. He had to stay in love. He had to stay believing that word until that word would manifest itself in his life. Many of us have gotten so close to a great victory, and then we turn around and had to release it because we, praise God, the persecution was too much for us. Amen? Then it goes on. We see that next time he's coming now, he's not just done, praise God. Satan couldn't get the word for the next person. Then he continues on. Verse 18 says, and these are they which are sown among thorns, such as they hear the word. Each one of them have to hear the word. And the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, look what it does, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Amen? When Satan sees that, look, he persecuted you, and you held on to the word, you're not giving it up, so now he's going to get you so caught up with this world and its system. He's going to get you so caught up with trying to be rich. He can get you so caught up with trying to, have other things coming into your life. And a farmer knows that when he plants a seed, he got to keep the weeds out. Because if you don't keep the weeds out, it robbed from the nutrients of that word seed that you planted. And so you got to keep leaves out. You got to get that hole, break up that ground again, get that grass out, praise God. Get those weeds that are sitting there trying to take. And some of us, praise God, got things in our hearts, amen, against other people. Some of us got unforgiveness in our heart. Some of us, amen, are backbiting and talking about other people. You're letting the weeds rob your word. No. Some of us let other folks set things to us, and then we get out of love, praise God, toward them and the devil knows that's all right. Let them get upset. Let them get mad. Let them say crazy things, because all it's going to do is rob from the word. You got to look at people and say, no, baby, I'm not going to get upset with you. Got too much seed in the ground. Praise God. I'm going to go ahead and love on you. Praise God. Because I mean to get all of this word fulfilled in my life. And then finally, we go down and we see, praise God, in 20, and these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, receive it, and bring forth some 30-fold, some 60, some 100-fold. Praise God. Now, notice that these last people, they heard the word and they received the word. They didn't yield to affliction. They didn't yield to persecution. They didn't yield to the cares of this life. They didn't yield to the deceitfulness of riches. They didn't yield to the lust of other things, but they kept the word, and they brought forth the word in their life with fruit and patience. Why are these things so important? Proverbs 4:23 said, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. I like today's English version. It says it like this: be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. Your soul is the compass of your destiny, producing inwardly character and outwardly circumstances of your life. A man is what he thinks. You are what you think. The devil knows that. And so God gives you a word to shape your thinking, to shape the image, to shape what you see. Our actions are the blossoms and the fruits of our thoughts. Thought is the fountain of life. If we make the fountain pure, then life, actions, and manifestation will be pure. We either use thoughts as tools to build joy, peace, and prosperity, or we use thoughts to build sadness, anxiety, and poverty. The mind is the soil in which mankind plants the seeds of thoughts. In this way, man is the master of his choice, and therefore he's the master of his future. We cannot hope to have great accomplishment and great ends without right thoughts. Man's mind is similar to a garden in which he either cultivates or he allows it to grow wild. Either way, the garden will bring forth whatever has been planted in abundance. Matthew 12:35. Man's thoughts and the structure of the brain works together in the shaping of character, circumstances, and destiny. You have to understand, God gives you a word because he's running a commercial for your future. He's showing you what his thoughts are toward you, and they're good to give you an expected end. He drops a word on you, and he says, now, I need you to take this word and to meditate upon it. And listen, and finally, in verse 24, I believe it is, 25, and let me read from the Amplified, and this is where I end. He said unto them, be careful what you're hearing. The measure of thought and study you give to the truth you hear will be measured, will be the measure of virtue and knowledge that come back to you. Let me read that again. And he said, and be careful what you are hearing. The measure of thought and study you give to the truth you hear will be the measure of virtue and knowledge that comes back to you, and more besides will be given to you who hear. What are you hearing? Be careful. And the amount of study you're willing to give to that word God gave you, to that revelation, to that prophecy, will determine the amount of power coming back. Do you want 30, 60, or 100-fold? Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
My God, my God, my God. What a word. Nuggets, nuggets. I couldn't even write that fast. I know I'm going to have to go back and listen to this again and again. Man of God, such rich truth coming simply out of Mark 4 about the word of God. I tell you, I know each and every one of you on this line were blessed. I love your saying God gives you a word because he is running a commercial for your future. I tell you, we're going to get that word rooted and grounded in us this morning so that we can have the best ad in the world of that God lives, saves, and delivers in our lives. Thank you so much, man of God, for that rich word that came from our Mark 4, the word of God. Well, but this time we want to now have a time of intercession and prayer for our many prayer requests we received last Friday, and just to bombard heaven with the prayers of the righteous, because his word does tell us that they avail as much. And so at this time, I want to ask Minister Candy to come to the line and speak nice and loud and strong for us with her beautiful soft voice so that we can close this call out truly saturating the heavens with the word in prayer. Candy, the floor is yours.
Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
There we go. Yes, I can, ma'am.
Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, as we close this call, we enter your gates with thanksgiving and enter your courts with praise. We take this time out to acknowledge your lordship over this call and over our lives. Lord God, you are mighty. We reverence you. All glory, all honor, and all praise unto you. We thank you for Pastor Henderson and for your spoken word through him. Father, we thank you that he is filled with and operating in the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. I pray you continue to bless him, his family, and his ministry. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, I thank you that your eyes are upon the righteous and your ears are open to our prayers. You said we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. God, we need help. We need help in developing our faith to believe and stand on your word, to believe your report and not the report of the evil one. As we pray for the nations of the world, let us be mindful of your word that says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Father God, when they report an earthquake, a tsunami, an epidemic, a plague, war, and destruction, help us to believe your report in Psalm 86 that tells us, all nations whom thou hast made shall come to worship thee before thee and shall glorify thy name. We pray for the nations of the world that have godly leadership, that righteous shall flourish and wickedness shall remain under their feet. As we pray for those whose reports say empty savings, no money, no resources, no jobs, no ability to pay bills, help us, Lord, to believe your report that says we are the lender and not the borrower, the report that says you will supply all our need according to your riches in Christ Jesus. As we lift up those whose doctor's reports say there is nothing more that the doctor can do, help us to believe your report that says you are the doctor who has never lost a patient, and by your stripes we are healed. Help us believe that 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. As we pray for those who are in bondage and those whose report says divorce, those who have rebellious children causing bad reports. Help us to believe your report that says you will never leave us or forsake us. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to know your word, to believe your word, to stand on your word. Help us to know that you cannot violate your word. Lord, you have exalted your name and your word above everything, and you have magnified your word above your name. Father God, help us to believe your word will not return void, but will accomplish that which you sent it to do. Satan, in the name of Jesus, I bind you and every principality, power, ruler of darkness, spiritual host and wickedness in heavenly places, every evil spirit, demonic spirit, every evil spirit that is not of God, has been, is now, and will attempt to operate against the founders of this call, against our speakers on this call, against the prayer intercessors, against our listeners, and against all of our families. I loose into our lives the anointing of God to destroy every yoke and remove every burden. I decree the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind establishes our thoughts in the word of God. Father God, I thank you for daily ammunition to fight the good fight of faith in your word,
yes,
every
Lord.
Day of our lives. Thank you, Father, for helping us stand on that faith in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Candy, for that prayer, for covering us, for sealing that word in prayer and the intercession as we stand in the gap and make up the hedge. We thank each and every one of you for being a part of this master's call this morning. Again, Dr. Henderson, thank you, thank you, thank you for those rich, rich words, the word of God. Ah, the power of the word, the seed. We've learned so much from you and appreciate you being a part of our Master Call family each and every Tuesday. And on behalf of Miss Amber for opening up the heavens, we thank you for being a part of our family. We always encourage you each and every day on the Master's Call to now go out and be submitted and obedient to the call of the Master on your life by being the minister in the marketplace. On behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and myself, Dr. Vanessa, go out and have an awesome day in Him. Bye-bye.